John, finished up obviously a draw here. Your thoughts on the result?
Listen, 15 minutes ago, I'd have taken the draw. You know, the momentum seemed to have swung in Clare's favour at that stage, and we were struggling. And to be fair, we finished, I think, very, very strong in the last quarter. We didn't convert it on the scoreboard. You know, we struggled just to get those frees that we had won, and you know, worked really hard to win, to get them over the bar. Fairness, the breeze was quite difficult going left to right across the goals today, and you know, it was difficult from a free taking perspective from distance. But listen, very happy with the final quarter. Much improved performance today. Our attitude was way better. You know, we worked extremely hard today. We fought tooth and nail, and any day you come to Cusey Park and get something out of it, you haven't done a bad day's work.
I know there are obviously 8 changes for this one. I think there was 12 All-Stars starting the game, but 4 games in, are you still battling a small bit of rustiness, do you think?
I wouldn't say rustiness as such, as you know, just trying to find flow, at times it's just a little bit harder than maybe, you know, it might normally be. You know, we're making a number of errors, don't drop balls, you know, you can see that yourselves, you know, ball that's going to hand that's not being retained, and maybe, you know, simple things like the pickups, you know, it's those basic things. But listen, that will come, you know, with more training, with more work, you know, with the longer evenings as well. You know, listen, that will come, that touch will come, that sharpness will come. So, you know, we can keep working on that. That's manageable. But listen, attitude isn't something you can put into a team. And today that was much better from my perspective. So much happier with that.
A second yellow, obviously, from Aaron Galan in that second half. Is that a worry, and another sending off in another league game?
Yeah, listen, I think there was a thing of nothing in that. You know, that was ridiculous. Like, you know, I think, had the referee run in and told the player to get up off the ground and get on with it, I think it would have been more appropriate. But I don't think that was a serious misdemeanour at all.
Does that throw anything into your plans in terms of, obviously, he misses the next game, the last game before a championship? Obviously, you would have liked to have, I'm sure, got more minutes into the legs.
Listen, don't worry, they'll get plenty of minutes into the legs in the next week and the next number of weeks. But listen, we move on. We have one more game left in the league. You know, we will take that extremely seriously next weekend, and we'll go and try and get a result next weekend and try and get another improved performance again on the back of today's improvement from last week.
Just finally from me, Declan Hannan went off in the first half. How's he?
Declan is fine. Listen, obviously we're going to have to assess it, just a little bit of a pinch in his hamstring, nothing major. I'd say it'll be only grade 1 and a low grade 1 at that, so maybe a week to 10 days, that's all.
John, is it inconvenient in any way that you need a result against Offaly in 2 weeks time?
I haven't even thought about it like that, to be quite honest. Listen, we're going out to win every game, you know, so doesn't make any difference to our approach to the game. You know, we're going to work hard this week and try and produce, you know, as I said, an improved performance again on the back of this week's improved performance, and you know, work our way towards the championship now in a number of weeks' time.
Brian wasn't happy with some of the refereeing, John. Yourself.
Who?
Brian Owen wasn't happy with some of the refereeing. Is it a case of, do we see different refereeing in league compared to championship?
I don't know. Last week we were asked about, you know, the hand pass again. This week it's about it. I'll be honest with you, my focus is solely on my own team and how we're playing. You know, we have referees coming out every week doing, you know, whatever they're doing. Like, I think it's just part and parcel of the fact that we're going to be a bit frustrated at times by whatever decisions might be made. But for me at the moment, my focus is solely on us and our performance levels and getting that right. And I'll leave officialdom deal with anything else that needs to be done, but yeah, I'm not concerned about it.
John, a couple of other absentees maybe with injuries today, the likes of Kyle Hayes and Sean Finn. Any updates on any of those?
Well, Sean is good, obviously recovering from concussion from the belt he got last week, so he's hopefully going to resume training Tuesday, maybe contact next weekend. So yeah, that's just got to be cautious now, just to make sure that the recovery is spot on there for that. And Kyle just got a pinch on Tuesday night of training, nothing major again, low grade 1.
Yeah. Good news to see Mike Casey back in the matchday squad. Will his brother Peter be far behind, or how's he going?
Listen, Peter's on a different journey, you know, has a good ways to go yet, and Barry Murphy with him, but they're making great progress, and we're very, very happy with the work they're doing. So yeah, they're making really, really good progress at the moment. But obviously fantastic that Mike was able to be named today on the matchday panel, and you know, next step for him now is to try and fight his way back into the team.
it's four games without a league, and that'll get a lot of the headlines. But does that bring, you know, a new test for you as a management that, you know, you haven't seen across the last 4 years?
Absolutely, yeah. And every season is different. You know, we've had the season where you had to contend with COVID. You know, you'd had to contend with a very condensed season last season. And this year for us is a different challenge, you know, where maybe things that we would have ordinarily found extremely easy are that little bit more difficult. And, you know, every single team in every sport goes through those phases where there's a bit of a dip in form and, you know, that the easy things don't come so easy for them. But one thing we all know is, you know, you will be rewarded for working hard and working your way through that. And I know that these players and we as a management team are totally committed to working through that. And, yeah, we'll keep going in that direction. The reflection of whether we won four or lost four or won three or lost three, that's not going to be anything that we're going to look at. We're only looking from this Sunday to the next Sunday and looking to improve our performances as we go along. And that's the approach that we'll stick to.